Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me on this last show for 2019. And we're reflecting on where we dove the past year and spotlighted some of those highlights to share. And basically share our fish tales with our friends listening today and maybe inspiring things for you to put on your list for 2020 if you haven't done those dives, and maybe even make a few New Year's resolutions diving wise ourselves. Do you have one to share, CJ?
I don't. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
No, I do. Honorable mention is the cavern dive we did with Dr. Doug.
Right. I kind of wanted to get him on the show today.
That was super fun.
Because he was there in the Red Sea with me as well and was part of that.
Yeah, yeah. We all heard about your Red Sea stuff.
That's... Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. But, you know, he's doing family stuff and he has, you know, lives to save, being a heart surgeon and all. So I didn't want to bother him.
Dr. Doug.
Yeah.
But super guy.
Yeah, that was a highlight for me, too. There were so many.
Another one was, I haven't been on a night dive in a while, but during Bug Fest, we went out with Brittany.
Right.
And you and myself.
And I caught the biggest bug. Yeah.
No, Brittany didn't.
No, I don't think that's.
But that was
how I remember. We had that conversation the other day, Greg.
Yeah.
You think we're just going to sit here and let you lie? You're sadly mistaken.
Yeah, I think you will. Or I will turn off your microphone.
But anyway, back to me.
No, actually, let's go to Mermaid Kristen. Oh, okay. You've said too much already.
Well, I didn't get to my favorite dives.
Oh, you have a favorite. Okay, go ahead.
Well, those are just the runner-up.
Really? So what's your favorite dive of 2019?
It have to be a tie. They're both in Grenada.
Yeah.
The one was, I forget the name of it, but the one was that big wreck.
Wait, big wreck?
Wreck.
Wreck, okay.
Get the bone out of your ear.
Hey. All right, so
remember the big wreck that was like a deeper one, like in about 85, 90 feet?
Vaguely, yeah.
That was fun. Mermaid Milena got that on video.
All right.
That was one of the ones.
Was it about that wreck that made it so special?
Oh, my God, it was just super fun and, you know, very chilled out. And
yeah.
It was a big, just big wreck. It was a big wreck to explore, and we just hung out forever down there.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, because it's a big one.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And
you're welcome.
Or it's the one that was the purple rain.
Yeah, purple rain with the purple little purple wrasses.
Yeah, that was
showering
really cool.
Down upon us. That was that's a cool dive there.
So it might be purple rain.
Hmm.
That was more of a drift dive too, or just like just chilling.
So they have just massive schools of these purple wrasse fish.
There was tons of fish.
And they would just kind of like shower all over you. And you would hear, purple rain, purple rain.
God, what do we ask you to stop singing?
We have 50 minutes, Greg.
Sorry, guys. I didn't know that was going to trigger him to sing.
Purple rain, purple rain. Should I continue?
No, please.
No, please, no.
You notice Kristen isn't speaking up right now, so she's enjoying my serenade.
Smart woman.
Mm-hmm. You done blew her earbuds out.
I'm just letting it happen.
Yeah.
This is not what I
say. She's just watching this train wreck, listening to the chaos.
So, yeah, probably that one, okay. Grenada dive.
That's a very special dive. That is. It's kind of cool and kind of unique, you know, for Curacao.
Or the bubble garden. That was cool, too.
Oh, wait, did I say Curacao? It was Curacao. Wait, where was this? Curacao, right? No.
No.
Where was it?
I was with you in Curacao.
It was either Grenada or...
Grenada. That's where we did the Purple Rain. I don't know. Was it Carriacou? We don't have Brittany or
I think Malena, it was back to Grenada. It was back to the main island.
I think we were back on the island. We'll have to check with our friends.
We were there a whole week, so it's hard to remember.
Dive Fest. Pure Grenada Dive Fest.
So it's got to be that.
Yeah. But it was an awesome dive for sure.
A lot of good diving.
That was your highlight of 2019.
Yeah, there were many highlights, but those are probably the top.
Okay, I like it. All right, Kristen, let's go to you. Because like I said, I know Dominica was a highlight. Obviously, you know, there's Jerry's incident with the flip-flop.
There's many things about Dominica she liked.
Yeah, but diving-wise, was there a particular site that you remember that stands out in your mind, Kristen? Or was it just kind of like, oh my gosh, I was so overwhelmed by everything? What do you think?
It was honestly everything. But one thing that I really liked, I can't remember the name of it, but we didn't dive at it, but we did like the mermaid part at it. On the big wall that Simon said was like 1,500 feet deep. That was like the edge of the island.
Oh, where we did the mermaid shoot and at Scott's Head? Is that what you're talking about?
It wasn't Scott's Head, but it was near it. It was like around, like on the, on the other side of the town. I can't even think of it. I wish I could remember what it was called.
No, that's over at the, it's over from Scott's Head.
What, like Champagne Reef or that area?
It's before Champagne Reef.
It was in Soufriere. It was just like off to the side a little from like Scott's
Head. It's on that cliff face.
Like the big cliff. Anyways, right. I'll remember the name of it after this is done.
Of course.
But either way, I thought that was really cool because it's like, it was literally like the edge of the island. And it wasn't like a reef or anything. It was just this giant wall of like stone going straight down. And you look down and I asked Simon and Simon said it's 1,500 feet. And I was like, that's insane. There's no gradual incline. It just drops off.
Mm-hmm.
And you look down, it's just this deep blue abyss.
Right.
And I was like,
you know how you come out, Greg, from Simon's dock?
Right.
We went right-handed.
Yeah, we went to the right of where...
I gotcha.
Around the other side of Bubble Beach.
Yeah, just past Bubble Beach.
No, actually, it's before Bubble Beach.
It was before? No, it wasn't before Bubble Beach. Yeah. Bubble Beach is right
there.
We
just turned a corner. We just turned that corner right there.
Right.
And that's where we were at.
Right. Well, yeah, where they had where the guy had set up the little bar, the Bubble Beach bar. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we did some mermaid... pictures there, right on the rocks there. That's what you're talking
it's
about.
It's just west of Flip Flop Hill.
Yes.
No, I don't think it's
south of Flip Flop Hill.
they would never name a dive site after Jerry's lost.
There's flip-flop. A plaque there now, I bet.
This is the place where Jerry lost his flip flop.
Yep.
In memory of
in 2019.
Margaritaville flip flop.
Yeah, maybe. But that was it is, you know, all the diving around Dominica, the Nature Island, just beautiful.
Tourists really go there now and pose on 1 foot.
Say it again, Kristen.
They had some of the most colorful reefs I've ever seen.
It is in the entire Caribbean for sure, if not the world. It is a truly unique place. So yeah, I hope to go back there in 2020. I don't know what the status is for Dive Fest just yet, but we'll be working on that here in the next few weeks and hopefully plan.
You know, Greg, I'm there with you.
All right. You're there. And Kristen wants to go back, I have a feeling. What about, you've heard us talk about some of these other places. What's on your list of dive sites that you would like to go to, Kristen? Or is it just like, you know, all of the above? What do you think?
All of the above?
Yeah. You don't care.
The Maldives is definitely a place I want to dive.
Maldives? Is that what you said? Yeah. The Maldives? Yeah. All right. Absolutely. That sounds appealing, huh? Yeah.
What else? I don't know. I mean, honestly, I just like to dive and see all the cool places, and I've never really been like, hey, this is a specific spot I want to go particularly, other than like the Blue Hole in Belize, but that's like a normal thing for everybody.
Well, I wouldn't say it's normal. I mean, you did a trip last year where you did the swimming pig thing, didn't you? And Staniel Key?
Yeah, so every year I do that. We go to the pig beach in the Exumas.
Right.
And we the swimming pigs. And
the mermaids converge on the swimming pigs, and then they have
a
little
swim with the pig.
No, they kind of come. They're like, you have food. you better not turn your back on them.
That's right. It's like diving with Jerry the Diver Guy in Dominica. It's like your own version of swimming with pigs. And oh yeah, that's right. You don't eat food if you have beer. You know he gets very rambunctious and won't leave you alone. You kind of experienced a little bit of that in Dominica, didn't you, Kristen?
Yes.
I will admit, comment, that I was the only one that ran out of beer all the time.
His beer kept evaporating. The kabuli.
There's pictures of that also.
There's pictures of it evaporating down your gullet, I think is what it was doing. Yeah, you got to keep this guy in line sometimes. All right, look, more highlights from 2019 and what we look forward to as far as our diving resolutions for 2020 next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Happy New Year.
You talking to me?
Clap, clap, clap.
Get that crap out of here.
Happy New Year.
You guys suck.
Stomp, stomp, stomp.
See you in hell.
Spin around.
You're an inspiration for birth control.
And stop. Yay. Great job.
Damn, that was annoying.
Oh, well, that's just what we do here when we're celebrating the new year on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I apologized in advance. So we're covered. And once again, we start anew here in a couple days. So we're getting rid of all the crap. Blowing Greg. It out.
Cleansing.
Greg. Yeah.
Yes, Jerry the Diver Greg. Guy. Yeah.
Where in the hell did you find that song?
Happy New Year. Clap, clap, clap. Stomp your feet. It's catchy, isn't it? I know it. That's what you're trying to say.
Catchy's ass.
Jerry, do you think he works during the week, or does he just scan for new songs to
play? All he does is look for these songs.
Yeah, instant classic. That's what you're saying. I got it.
Yeah, okay. You know what this means, Greg?
What does it mean?
It's another shot of Kraken.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
It's Scuba Radio Happy Hour in the mountains of Virginia. Who's drunk? Yes. Yes, Chris.
Greg, I asked Simon the name of this because it was going to bother me. It was called La Bim.
La Bim.
Like the wall. Yes, that's it.
Okay.
At the dive site, he said, is Dangle Bend's pinnacles, but the wall, the wall itself was La Bim.
La Bim. Okay. I like it.
Is it okay that my face is bum?
No, that's a sign. That
I don't think it's going to be a problem.
That's a sign that the Kraken is working. So,
God help me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, geez. We still got about, 40 minutes to go there, Jerry. Hang in there. Don't pass out too early.
Pace yourself.
That's right.
I have Good to take Lord. My hat off for this. Right. I'm starting to get hot.
Yeah.
Not that I'm already hot, but still.
I think we're getting close to having to cut his mic off, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. You watch it, young man.
Julio has passed me up.
What? I don't know.
We need a name for Jerry.
He needs an alter ego like Captain Walt DeMartini's alter egos. Captain Walt, you're still with us, right?
No, I Captain so. Walt has okay. fell off the boat again.
He hopes
He's
so.
Drunk.
No.
No. Walt held
I want to tell you about my favorite dive.
Okay, I want to hear
big
about
jug.
All right, just stop with your jugs punch. Already. Jerry, just quiet.
No, Walt held the jug of rum punch.
The mahogany wall dive.
And he started downing it. And I'm like, Walt, Julio's going to come out. Who cares?
Oh, really? Okay, so wait a minute. Walt, he held up his jug of rum punch, of welcome rum punch from the Gomez Hilton, starting chugging it right from the bottle?
Yep.
There it is. I see it. I see it on the closed caption video. Once again, we can't show this on Facebook Live for legal reasons. And boy, that's a good one. But it's tasty, evidently, Walt, or Julio, or Gomez.
It's South Florida's finest.
It's still Walt.
It's still Walt for now.
I'm going to have some of that there when I come visit next week, right?
Ah, yeah. Mermaid Kristen would like to check into the Gomez Hilton or make a reservation for the Gomez Hilton in South Florida, it sounds like. That's what you're saying? We can make you're heading down that way in January, I believe. Isn't that right, Kristen? Maybe we can set up
a
little
bit. Yeah, I'm actually going to come next week. I didn't realize it was so soon. I'm leaving on the 5th, so next Sunday.
Well, I don't know. That is high season at the Gomez Hilton, but can you accommodate her there, Captain Walter?
I can accommodate her. My buddy from the bartender from the Monteleone, Eddie, will be here that same 5th through the 11th.
Okay.
Oh, the
there's always room for mermaid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so we'll get our DEMA 2020 all tuned up. By
well, that's right. We're gonna. Actually, Walt presented an idea, a concept to me for DEMA in New Orleans, which will be November 2020, and he would to set up a special suite at the what's the name of the hotel? This is the host hotel in New Orleans for DEMA next year.
Monteleone Hotel.
Yes. So
right in the quarter.
Yeah. They don't have a dive site name. What is it in Dominica? What is it?
La Bim.
La Bim.
But they have La Bum in the Mount Leon. And it might be a part of this suite complex that Captain Walt is going to rent out or something. But he would like to set it up as like a Scuba Radio DEMA suite or something. Is that right, Walt? That's what you're thinking?
A Scuba Radio suite.
Scuba Radio suite in New Orleans. New Orleans. Yeah, exactly.
It's a party house.
That would be special. That would be something truly unique and something I'm sure we'd be sued for eternity after it happened. But something to think about for 2020.
Go to Scuba Radio Incorporated.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see what we can work out. It might be a very very special place to celebrate DEMA 2020 in New Orleans in November.
But don't look for the Gomez Hilton on Trivago. It's not on there.
No. This is a very VIP.
It will never be on Trivago.
This is kind of like an Eyes Wide Shut kind of thing. You have to know somebody.
It's a private resort.
You have to be recommended or referred to the establishment to be allowed to get it. You got to know somebody. You got to be somebody.
You have to be.
Vinny's booking some spots in here now.
Oh, is he?
Vinny,
for what? For Bugfest maybe in July? Is that what he's thinking?
Vinny Two Tanks,
Okay, all right.
Well, we've got your room reserved, Greg.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. There's he has a east wing and a west wing, and then there's the stabbing cabin, which is part of the boat marina. Accommodations, marina accommodations they offer there at the Gomez Hill. And it's pretty impressive establishment that Captain Walt DeMartini runs down there. So, I don't know, sounds like Kristen would like to mark it off the list, that's a good goal, I think, for 2020.
Greg, are you going
to By the way, your shots are up to date, right, Kristen?
Actually, after the whole month of August, I would assume so.
Okay. Well, that's right. She had a bunch of shots she had to get then. She should be covered.
Rum shots, bourbon shots,
shots. From all the blood they took from me, but, you
well,
know.
Yeah. I think I'll be okay by then. I don't know. That didn't sound
they
like
They stole what? Blood from you?
That sounded like
What are they, COVID. Vampires?
Yeah. No. Damn doctors. They're always stabbing you.
Damn you, doctors.
Who drew?
Word in.
All right. Oh, wait, Barry would like to say something. Go ahead, Barry. I'll give you
Shut up, Barry. It's the floor. Not Aquaman time.
Could take a mud bath.
All right.
Are you going to stay at that hotel at Lauderdale by the Sea again?
The Plunge Beach for Bugfest?
The Plunge Beach, yeah.
Yeah, that is tentatively the plan for 2020, yeah.
When do you start making reservations?
You can make them now. Call them up now and say you want to go for Lobster Mini Season for Bugfest 2020
just tell them that Jerry the Diver Guy recommended you and you want to hang out with the Scuba Radio crew.
And they will ban you for life. No, tell them you want to go and hang with the Scuba Radio crew for Bugfest 2020. You know, Lobster Mini Season in Florida. Last Wednesday and Thursday of July. Yeah, plan now. Sooner the better. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. And then connected via the web, we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad made up of Captain Walt DeMartini / Gomez, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry Zibooter.
Boogie.
And here, for a couple more minutes, we have Mermaid Kristen. She has been kind of like the new one as part of the crew today. And will you come back is the question. Will you come back and make an appearance The new, we haven't scared you away.
Well, Greg, in her defense, as long as Aquaman does not show up,
she'll here be we back. Go again.
I watched Aquaman yesterday.
You did?
Christine wants the scuba
hat. Hey,
like
who's calling? That's Aquaman.
There's a breaking
Jason
news.
Jason Momoa.
Breaking news.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
I need a scuba hat. I need one of the
you
nice
watch?
Hats.
Oh, hey, look. Look what I found down by my feet where I down store extra feet. Stuff that nobody so seems to want here in the studio. Look at this. It's Kristen's watch cap. I have it right
there
here.
There you go. Send it to her.
All right. We'll get that to her. Well,
she'll
I'm not
enjoy
gonna,
it more than you
I'm not going to send it. That'll take too much time and money.
That'll cost you too much, right?
But maybe we can arrange to meet her down there at the Gomez Hilton and award her own watch cap. What do you mean so
get my
sad?
Official Scuba Radio hat.
That's
you
right.
You can't even mail it to her?
Well, no, because she's
scuba
coming down here.
Increased?
She's coming down to South Florida next week, Barry. So
okay,
there's your
opportunity. Okay, put it on your list so you don't forget it.
Okay. Yeah, actually, Kristen is a graphic designer as well. She's working kind of as one of her pet projects as a new T-shirt.
She's an extra or
Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, right, Kristen? Yes. Yeah, that's kind of on your radar. Yeah,
it's on my list right now. I'm working, right. I kind of lost my program to be able to do some design stuff, which is why it's taking me a little while right now.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, but quality takes time and craft.
But Greg, I mean, look at her. She's beautiful.
How many years has Scuba Radio been
She's
on
perfection.
Now?
All right, you're making it creepy, guys. So
calm
Kristen's
down,
gonna
Jerry.
Leave
yeah,
now.
Barry, calm down.
Before it gets too bad. She's gonna be on her way. She's gonna swim away. But thanks, Kristen. You have a great new year, and we'll talk to you in the next one, okay?
Yep, I'll see you guys next week.
All right, there you go. Mermaid Kristen. More with the rest of the crew next. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It's New Year's Day here on the border, and it's always been this way. I never do the things I order. I think I'll stay. It's New Year's Day.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're having too much fun here on the last show for 2019. And here I thought it would end on a really, you know, high note. That's one note. That wasn't the note I was thinking.
That was a high note.
It was pretty high. Yeah. And, you know, how you had to grab yourself to hit it was a little disturbing, but whatever.
Not true. Both my hands are on the counter.
No, that's not what everybody on Facebook Live saw. And I apologize once again. All right. The Scuba Radio Scuba Squad has been whittled down to a team of three. And that would be Barry the Boater, Jerry the Diver Guy,
Bugger.
And Captain Gomez. I believe is Gomez now.
See, it's Gomez. It's no Julio.
It's no Julio. Now, Julio...
Julio may make an appearance before the end of the game.
It might happen. So it goes from Captain Walt DeMartini to Gomez to Julio. And definitely Julio showed up last week on the Crap Stravaganza.
No way.
I thought I heard Julio several times,
yeah,
especially
I did
towards the end. Because we listened back. Because we didn't, you know, when we were doing the show live, CJ and Bubble Boy and myself, sometimes, you know, it's kind of hard to pick up on what is being said on the show. So we had to go back and listen and slow down the tape a little bit to kind of figure out what the hell was Julio saying.
And it sounded like, I am Julio.
Yeah.
I will eat your soul.
Something like that. You know, it was
he
kind
was
of
speaking
like,
in tongues.
Something like, you know, backward, you know, it was definitely a disturbing and entertaining at the same time. But anyway, yeah, I don't know if he'll show up today. But regardless, we're having a good time reflecting on our best dives of 2019 and looking forward to 2020. And I don't know, Walt, what about you? What was the highlight for you? You didn't do a lot of diving, but you did some diving events in 2019.
No, I did some diving. I did the Great Mahogany Wall Dive.
The Great Mahogany Wall Dive.
It's a tankless job.
Yeah. Okay. be a little bit more descriptive, can you, or okay, will we get in trouble if we?
If the front of the bar is made out of mahogany, uh-huh, and you spend all your time at the bar,
right?
Aren't you doing the mahogany wall dive?
Ah, uh-huh. Now we know, and I'm sorry I asked. But regardless,
dive bar.
Yes, there's a few of those. They exist.
There's several of them in South Florida.
Yeah. What about you, Jerry? What do you say is about your favorite dive of 2019 before you look forward to 2020?
Greg, the Dominica was awesome.
Right.
Explore Ventures.
Would have been perfect if you came home with two flip-flops, actually. Probably.
They were freaking killer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a toss-up. I mean, there was so many great aspects of Dominica and the liveaboard trip. I mean, there's no best. They were all great.
Mm-hmm. They're different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that is the hardest thing when you're trying to narrow down, you know, these experiences. Like I go back to, you know, non-divers will always ask you, you know, what's the best place to dive? It's the same kind of thing. It's hard to narrow it down because the places are so different.
And don't say your mom's house.
I wasn't going to.
No, mother would never let me drink.
Yeah. Now, see, and it's so different for different people as well, because one of the highlights for me was going to Carriacou and watching the entire Scuba Radio crew lather themselves up with crab poo.
That's a little disturbing.
No, that's
that's a little weird.
That's a unique experience. that I got to share with my friends that I had done before.
Way too into that.
But I wanted you to have that moment of joy.
And it wasn't as great as you built it up to be.
It was amazing for me because I got to watch the expression on CJ's face, which basically said, I can't believe you actually got me to do this.
Very close. Very close.
Yeah.
CJ, you love it. You know it. You smell like crap. Come on, admit it.
No, crab poo. If it was just crab, that's a totally different smell.
It was actually just the volcanic mud.
Muck. That's right.
It wasn't really crab.
You poo. Still smell like crap.
Actually, it didn't smell. It didn't smell that bad.
It didn't. No, I see. I told you.
It was just...
it was very fine.
It was hiking back to the place to get the mud that was a little challenging.
It was a spa treatment is what it was. It would have cost you hundreds of dollars to experience this at, you know, some crazy retreat.
If I was a moron.
And you got to just experience it because you were one of the few and, you know, lucky CJ, ones that got to experience that as a scuba radio crew member and carry a coup.
You're just a scuba squad flunky. Just
My skin does have that special glow now.
Yeah. See? And you got
could be the lighting though.
You thank the folks
at Mopping Glow
at Lumba Dive there in Carriacou for providing that experience for us.
I enjoyed the diving much more than the mud.
The diving is really what draws everyone there. It's the mud is just like icing on the cake.
Yeah, don't let the mud overshadow the dives.
Mud on the skin.
Because the diving was super fun.
The diving was remarkable. I mean,
Barry has a question.
Huda, Barry would like to ask a question about mud or what?
I wanted to mention.
He's number one.
He's had his hand up for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, Greg asked me to hold my hand up when I want to say something.
Yeah, just so I gave you the floor. Will you please go?
And then he just doesn't look up at the screen.
Shut up, Aquaman. Go.
I did. I absolutely enjoyed going to DEMA for the first time. That was fantastic seeing all those smiling. You know, so many happy people that love to go dive. I've never seen that many people in one area that was just devoted to diving.
Well,
that
the next best thing to diving is hanging out with your diving friends and talking about diving is my feeling. I've always felt that.
The only friend you have is Aquaman.
Oh, jeez. And, you know, the thing is, though, it's kind of what this show is all about, right? If we can't dive today or dive, you know, while we're doing the show, the next best thing is talking about all the cool dives that we've done and the camaraderie that we share. You know, whether it's, you know, rubbing crab poo all over our bodies and talking about it, or, you know, all the cool critters that we see underwater, or a little bit of both.
Greg.
Pussers.
There's that.
Greg.
Yes, Jerry, you have the floor.
You know, I'm sitting here watching Facebook Live,
mm-hmm.
and there's like freaking hundreds of thumbs ups going up.
Yeah. Well, they agree.
Our show's good today?
I think they agree with the sentiment that we're... rubbing all over
sentiment
ourselves.
Sentiment or sediment?
No, the sediment that we're rubbing all over ourselves.
That or they're Aquaman fans.
You know,
I'm going to get beat up over Aquaman.
Hey, Barry, we don't judge. We really don't judge.
It's okay. Barry, next week is a new year.
That's right.
You got a whole year to look forward to Aquaman.
Yeah, well, he has that new show called Sea. On Apple TV Plus. Did you know that, Barry?
So no, I don't have an Apple computer.
Uh-oh.
You don't need an Apple computer.
Walt has got number one stuck up.
Walt has a comment then, or he's just saying we're number one.
No, Mr. Gomez.
Mr. Gomez would like to comment. Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Gomez likes to comment.
I watched Aquaman last night.
Yeah?
The first time?
On the Fire Stick. First time ever.
Mm.
Wow. Walt, did you think about Barry when you watched it?
I did. That's the only reason I watched it.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Well, see, maybe you could give up on this whole Aquaman fetish that you seem to have adopted there, Barry, and go visit Mr. Gomez.
I didn't develop the fetish. I think Jerry has.
No, you have.
You talk about it way more than I do.
You sent Kristen a message that I had to relay to her.
No.
Guys lathering herself up in mud.
In mud, like you do.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, and Kristen called you out on that.
Kids, quit arguing.
I know you are, but what am I?
Wow. Glad we're getting this out now so we can start anew in 2020. I told you we were
gonna... just talking about the mud baths of the islands there.
Yeah, well, they're not really baths as much as they're just showers and spa treatment.
Barry, Jerry things. Kids because he cares.
Yeah.
It's because I love you.
I'm used to it.
Oh, wow. Now he says nothing special.
Okay, I got your phone, Barry.
You can cut this part out later, right, Greg?
Yeah, we're going to fix this.
It's not so much ribbing as flirting.
You think that's what it is? I'll tell you what. It's awkward.
There's a little Jerry Barry thing going on right now.
Yeah, Jerry and Barry. They kind of rhyme. You know, they're kind of peas in a pod. God help them.
You like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Happy New Year to you.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy New Year to you. Hopefully you make the best of it for the new year. More dives will only make you happier. That's way I look at it.
Very true.
So that's my New Year's resolution for 2020 for sure, is just to dive more and more and more.
I love it.
First ones are probably, well, I'm going to head down to South Florida, maybe do some before I head over to Germany and the Maldives, and then from then on, who knows where we're going to go? But I can tell you.
Let me know if you go down to South Florida. I may join
you. It's all downhill from there.
I'm going down. That's all I got to say. And you can go down too. You know, these liveaboard trips that we're doing with Explore Ventures, and I've been telling you about this, is the only place you'll hear this. You won't see it online. You won't see it on any email blast or Facebook or anything. But if you're listening to Scuba Radio right now, Here's a tip. If you call up Explorer Ventures, 1-800-322-3577, and mention Scuba Radio, they will give you $100 off of any trip they run.
Hello, Explorer Ventures. Hi, Scuba Radio.
$100. Here you go. Off of any trip they offer that's not already on sale.
What if you say it?
Be combined with specials.
If you say it two or three times, you get $200 or $300 off.
You can try.
You just keep saying it.
You can try, but you'll look like crap.
I don't think it'll affect your looks, but I think you will.
Yeah, it will.
You will be very annoying.
They may make you complete a physical before you go on the trip.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think they care about that.
Send you in for an MRI.
No, I don't think they mess with that either. But they do make you, you know, sign an application.
Hi, Scuba Radio.
You have to sign a waiver.
You got to sign a waiver. Say you're not crazy.
Hi, Scuba Radio. Hi. Hello, Scuba Radio. Hi.
Yeah.
Greg.
What would you like? Scuba Radio?
I would like to be scuba radioing with the Scuba Radio when I scuba radio.
Yes, Jerry, go ahead. What?
Explore Ventures is awesome.
They are.
Anybody that wants to go on a trip needs to sign up for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
they're awesome.
There might be a spot or two left on this Maldives trip we're doing at the end of January. I don't know. I haven't checked to find out what the situation is, but you could look at that. But any of the trips they offer are great.
You will be catered to, trust me.
Well, it's the easiest and best way to dive by far. I agree. And
you'll be pampered.
We are going to be setting up some new Scuba Radio scuba cruises for 2020. And that'll happen probably. We'll announce that right after this Maldives trip at the end of January into beginning of February. So as soon as I get back, we plan to announce another week that we're going to be on board, possibly in the Turks and Caicos, Saba, or Indonesia, Galapagos, Red Sea. Who knows? But regardless, we'll whether you go there with us or not, all you got to do is call them up and mention Scuba Radio, get $100 off. So that's a pretty good deal that they set up. And that's only happening, by the way, for a limited time. It can stop at any moment. So if you've been flirting around with the idea, don't hesitate to call them up. Do it now.
Call them, give them the credit card number, and
do it.
Yeah, you took care of everybody else for Christmas. Time to take care of yourself.
Do it.
What you need to do is drink some rum.
Do it.
And call them.
Oh, well, you don't really have to do that first.
No, Greg. They got to drink rum.
No, they can do that whenever they want. They don't have to do that and then call them. I prefer.
They can splurge for all
they
of
don't,
it.
They don't. They really don't enjoy drunk dialing. Folks,
plus you'll probably forget to say Scuba Radio.
Yeah, and then you forget, like, where you want to go. I don't know.
Where is Scuba Radio going?
Yeah. Well, what is on your list for 2020 there, Jerry?
Do you well, you know, we're going to be on a Scuba Radio cruise for sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we got Beneath the Sea at the end of March.
Oh, yes.
That's already shaping up to be quite an event.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. I may be at the DC Dive Show.
You may be. Why?
I'm trying to work things out right now.
To do what? What do you, I mean, what?
I want to go to the DC Dive Show.
You just want to do it. It's on your list is what you're saying. Okay.
Yes. I would like to do that and go to Long Beach.
And go to you want to go to the Long Beach Dive Show, too. So you want to get the big
That's
shows.
A fun one.
That is a great one. Well, you got Beneath the Sea. You know, there's one in D.C., too. I don't even know when is that one, by the way.
It's like February the 23rd or something.
Okay. All right. So that's even before Beneath the Sea. But, yeah, I'm doing Beneath the Sea, Long Beach, and then, of course, the DEMA show in New Orleans. So those are the big three.
And the Boot Show. The Das Boot.
Yeah, we're adding the Boot Show.
The Baltimore show is the 22nd, 23rd of February.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a possibility, if everything works out right, I will be there.
It's still very cold.
If not, I will see you at New York.
All right. Well, we're definitely doing that one. But this Boot Show is going to be really great. You know, all the people that were on the boat in the Red Sea, on the Grand Sea Explorer, that were from Germany, were planning to connect with them at the Boot Show. They're Germans, so they're going to take me under their wing or under their fin and show me the ropes there at the Boot Show.
Please send us a picture of you wearing some lederhosen.
Me or them?
You.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I was going to say, who would want to see that?
I want to see that. It'd be funny. Greg the Dive Master in Lederhosen.
Don't look at me like I'm Aquaman and you're Barry Zabugger.
No, I just think it'd be funny.
I am quietly listening and you're beating me up again.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I kid.
No, he doesn't, Barry.
Oh, I know.
I do. It's, you know, the end
I
of
want
year.
To see Greg and Lederhosen. Come on. That'd be funny.
Who would not want to see that?
Me. I wouldn't want to
do it for the show.
Whatever, you liar.
Do it for the show.
I've had enough of you guys for a year. So I'm not going to talk to you till next year. And on that note, we'll end it. Remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Downwards wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.